This is the HopeCast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Redux with Angie and friends. You will notice a familiar face tonight. Of course, we've got Brad in the house, but we've brought back Tony from season three, one of the OGs from season three. She's here tonight to help us break down the duels for season four, episode three. And we'd like to apologize for MIA last week. We've had some issues in vacay and scheduling conflicts, but we are back on track every week, bringing you the latest breakdown of every duel of every episode this season. So it's good to see everybody. Thanks for joining in. Hi, Brad. Hi, Tony. How's life?
Hi, I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here. I'm loving season four so far.
Yeah. Angie, we need to go ahead and just tell the listeners, our loyal listeners, we have a change in the horizon here that we're excited about.
Do you want to go ahead?
I'll let you announce it, Angie. I'm going to give you the glory.
Well, you're going to give me the floor on the floor podcast. I love it. All right. So here's the deal. We have been doing this faithfully every week, and it's taken some different iterations, different flavors, different guests, different approaches. But one thing has stayed the same, and that is that we are passionate about the duels, we're passionate about the gameplay, and we're passionate about the show, its growth, and offering suggestions to make it as great as possible. And we feel the same way about our own podcast. So to that end, we have invited Tony from season three to be a regular on our pod. So you will see the three of us and the occasional random surprise guest every week as we break down season four and beyond. So Tony, thanks for accepting our offer to join this hot
crew.
Yeah, I'm
so excited. I've been a fan of this podcast since before I was on the show. So I'm just to be a regular, that makes me really happy.
Yeah, we're super excited. Brad and I both, we talked about it and we invited you. You said yes. So now we're like a thruple, I guess, on the floor.
Don't tell my wife that.
We're adding another. We got to add it. Got to add some spice to the tea. Hey, David, how are you doing, man?
Hi. I made it in finally.
Hi.
It's great to see you, David.
It's really good to see you. Yeah, we just went live, and we're really happy that you could come and join us because we didn't get a chance to learn a lot about your experience, and we know that I'm sure people are shouting "new dude party" at you on the street daily, so we want to hear more about that. But tonight we're joined by Tony. Tony, meet David. David, meet Tony. Tony from season three, and David from season four. Brad and I are going to return to the original format of what we love about this pod tonight, and we're going to break down this week's episode, each of the nine duels. Some will move through more quickly than others as we, chat it up and discuss them in turn. But before we get started breaking down duel one, anybody have anything to share, shout out? What you got, Brad?
I do. One, David, nice to see you. Tony is a fan of mine. I have very few fans in my life, my wife and Tony. So I'm excited about that. Two, Angie, you'll see, since you're the host, there's a side item that says media on your screen. I want you to hit that because I got something I want to play for the listeners right now.
I got it.
Okay, you click on media. Look on there. You should see a floor drop. Do you see the floor drop on the media?
You want me to hit it?
Okay, click live. Make sure it's played live. Is it live?
We're going to find out here.
Okay, I want you to play.
Dave, I'm so disappointed when I see other players get the chance to play and go and just do something big, and they're not brave enough to take it.
Thanks.
This is my favorite. She is me, Tony.
Was that
this
Aaron?
Lady. Yes.
Was that Aaron? Yeah, no, literally.
Aaron is Brad.
Literally. I was like, oh my gosh, it was very refreshing to see somebody like at least, you know, have that sort of game plan.
Mm-hmm.
100%. For sure. I will say, like, as far as like statistically speaking, the best way to go about it is to just play the coward game. but like entertaining speaking and like coolness factor, you want to keep on playing. And so when I saw Aaron say that, I'm like, oh my gosh, Aaron, please take it home. But then I got nervous. I was like, girl, she, I was, you know, we'll go into the duels because I got some things to say.
Tony, is that not what I've, you listen to a lot of our episodes.
Yeah.
Am
yeah.
I, do I not say that all the time?
You do.
Just play it, man. Stop being a weenie. And when I saw Aaron, I texted Angie this morning. I'm like, we got to get Aaron on the show. David, do you know Aaron at all? Is there any way we could get her on here?
Oh, from my season.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So because I was out on like episode two, day one, and you're meeting 100 strangers, I couldn't connect with all 100 strangers, right? I didn't make any connections with her.
You are very personable. It surprises me that you
didn't. You're so nice.
Their loss, right? Their loss.
Well, I'm going to say that I am incredible. I'm an amazing cyber sleuth. I believe that I was, you know, deep undercover MI agent back in the day because I know some things. And I did some deep diving on Miss Erin Walker, I believe is her birth name.
Oh my gosh, Angie, you're stalking.
Well, I found her dad. Okay, people are going to creep out, but don't.
I was just trying to find her Instagram, and that was difficult for me.
She's a social media ghost. Her dad is on Facebook talking about her on the show. There is nothing on Facebook, nothing on Instagram.
Wow.
Somebody mentioned on Reddit that they watched because Erin was their professor, and I noticed it said data scientist under her profession. So I Googled her name, data science professor, etc. Found her, I think, at Arizona State University, but no footprint, no email.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, as a Hawkeye, I have a Hawkeye tattoo. I bleed black and gold. When she said she was wearing Hawkeye yellow, I squealed and kind of peed my pants. I want to meet her. We need to fangirl over this. Anybody knows Erin, hook us up, please.
She is Brad in a yellow jumper.
Yes. And a ponytail.
She's me.
As soon as she said that, I was like, I don't even care how this goat ends up. I want to follow her. Like, I want to, like, talk to her. You know what I mean?
Yes. We got to have her on. Somebody out there in the world, connect us, please. So, yeah, we put
please
that in.
Please do. Do you think friend of the show, Harley, who likes everything we post, do you think she knows Erin?
She might. I'll put a notice out to her. There's a lot of folks on season four that I've connected with. Some of the podcast guys are going to come on our podcast. Maybe they will connect with her. Maybe we get her on later and she has, you know, her tea to spill and thoughts about how the season's progressed. Much like, you know, David, he was out early and we wish he weren't because, you know, he's one of our early faves.
I wish he wouldn't.
Right. But, you know, he's going to have opinions seeing how things played out. And, you know, that's why I'm glad he showed up tonight to share some of those thoughts. But yeah, I'd love to get Erin on. I think that would be fantastic. And I will say it was a bit of a teaser because it looked like Erin was going to be the person who got that first category swap option. And she wasn't.
I felt it in my bones. I was like, oh my gosh, if she loses this one, I'm going to be so mad because I just... And she was also a really good player. Like, she wasn't just like, I'm going to be aggressive, but I don't know anything about this category. It's like she was on it.
She won that too, right? She did her own. She won her own category.
Yeah.
And then she won the category against Sam. And then
she won the
banned books, which was like a nail biter. And we're going to get down to that in a minute. But
yeah,
I was surprised. She got the editor's cut. She had a lot of FaceTime, a lot of sidebar conversation, a lot of interview clips. I thought for sure they were poising us to see her move into next week, but she didn't. What do you think? Should we start with Duel 1? Anybody want to add something else before we get going?
Let's do it.
All right.
Do it.
Now, I have, this is going to be a little weird because I never say anything very critical about the show, but I'm going to start off on that note, Brad. I know I'm flipping the script on you because
I am. You're going to be critical, Angie?
I'm going to be critical. I'm going to be critical.
Help me.
I'm the happiest human on planet Earth, but I will tell you the one thing that super bugs me. Okay. It was Christina being married to Meg and having a spousal team again. Now, I know they had a married couple on season 3. I know my own season had twins, Trevor and Trenton, love them to death. But I don't like it. I don't. Unless you're going to do some kind of team floor, like I discussed last week, which I think would be an awesome new ad in a few seasons from now to make it a team game somehow. I just think there's room for collusion and advantage. If nothing else, you've got a friend. You've got a spouse in this instance, somebody who's got your back. The rest of us showed up as complete strangers in a strange land, and I think it's an advantage that isn't exactly fair. So I'm going to throw that out and leave it for you guys to tell me what you think.
It's not fair that they get $80 a day per diem instead of $40. That's what's not fair, Angie.
That's great.
To see her come over and give her a hug, I'm like, man, and it came to that guy. I'm like, you got to duel this and get rid of this girl. You got to get her out of here.
I didn't have that after my duel. I was feeling it. Tony, you were feeling stressful. David, you were feeling stressful.
I would have come over and hugged all three of you guys. Just throwing it out there. I would have come over and I'd have hugged you. And they'd have been like, Brad must be friends with them.
I was penalized because I kept on hugging people. They had to make an announcement being like, hey, y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stay in your squares. You got to stop. I know y'all like each other, but y'all need to stay.
Yeah. What do you think, David? Did anybody comment?
For me, that actually goes down to like whether it's beneficial or not beneficial to go as a couple. I'm thinking study time. Like, did they get separate rooms housing? Did they house together? And do they get to help each other study for topics and like go back and forth in a way that like you have an extra sort of study partner there who has maybe some more insider intel? Like you get twice as much info as you would if you were just your own person on your own square sort of thing, right?
Yep. I think so.
That's my two cents on it.
Okay. Tony, what do you think?
I think, I don't know, it's like hard to have, even if y'all are working together, it's hard to give anybody any sort of boost. It's like you either know it or you don't. So I don't really see it as like it's a little bit of an advantage. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do. I see your point, and perhaps I am more diabolical than I'd like to let on, but I could see that being exploited rather effectively.
Because it's like you can help other person study, but they can't feed you answers. They could give you options of what you should do on the floor, but things change every 5 seconds.
That's true.
Just like, what can somebody do? Like, even if y'all have an alliance, it's just like anything could happen, you know? I think the only disadvantage is that, like, let's say one of them wins the money, then, I mean, they'd probably split it. You know what I mean? It's just like, so if you know, if you lose and your wife is out there playing, you're like, oh, okay, I'm still good. I still have opportunity to win money. So that's the only time where I'm like, ooh, I don't know. Because I think
I agree with you. I would say that for folks who are friends of the show or have listened before, we've probably discussed that you don't know your position on the floor before filming on day one, but you do know the categories that will be on the floor. And in that sense, it's fair to say that you can't necessarily prepare for what's going to be next to you because you don't know what that is. But I do think that once you do know on day one what that map is, if you both survive day one, I think there's a lot of exploit to happen with respect to this is what's around me. I'm going to take this on. I know you're going to be in that position. I know you want this category. I'm not going to challenge the person over here. I'm going to leave that side of the floor open in case you get randomized. In other words, if I had a partner on the floor, and this is why I pitched the idea of a team floor, is because I do think it would add an interesting element. I don't think it's a game breaker, and I think we've seen in previous seasons that people who were coupled up didn't end up winning anyway. But it's still, I think there's an emotional advantage, and as somebody who would have really enjoyed having somebody there that I just knew had my back all the time, I think it might have given me a mental edge. And that's just something I don't know why they chose to do that when there are so many people who want to be on the show. So many people who audition and apply. Why go for a couple? I don't get it. But I guess we'll see. Maybe something happens.
Angie, wasn't the bachelor couple on Tony's season?
Season 3.
There was a bachelor couple, and then there was also a mom and daughter.
Yep, mom and daughter and bachelor. And we had
them
couple
on the show. We had them on the show.
We had siblings, and then we had two couples on ours. But none of them won. So,
you know, I wish the floor would ditch the celebrities. I wish they would ditch that. Like, we should get Bo Bice on here, Angie. Can we get Bo Bice on here?
I reached out to him. I would love to.
He's from Tennessee, so I automatically want to get to know him.
Yeah, let's get him on here, Tony. We'll get him on here. But the thing I want to say is I would much rather see a couple's edition of the floor. You can be boyfriend and girlfriend. You can be husband and wife. You can be boyfriend and boyfriend. I don't care. I want to see a couple because I want to see me have to eliminate my wife. Because I think that would be captivating television, right? Like, my wife and I are super competitive. And if she's up there, she's going to want to beat me. And I'm going to want to beat her. And I think that's fun television. So I kind of like the couples thing, but I like it in its own vacuum. Not with everybody else. It's not fair.
I honestly think, like, the couples, like, mom and daughter, I think it's such an irrelevant, like, aspect to it that I don't even consider it, like, a disadvantage or an advantage. Because it's just, the game.
The mom and daughter, no.
Like, there's no way that you can, like, really truly strategize outside of the game and be like, okay, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and you're going to do this, and, like, the plan actually working, like, all the way through, because there's so many factors that you have to keep in. There's a randomizer, there's people not dueling things that you expect. So it's just like, to me, it's like, you can strategize as much as you can with another person, but I don't think it's going to be that big of an advantage.
But Tony, Angie's boyfriend was on her season. I mean, we're missing that.
I am gonna see Andrew.
That joke, that's Jacob. Jacob just texted me and said that, so I'm not gonna take credit. Yeah, it's hilarious,
Andrew,
though.
I'm gonna see Andrew tomorrow. I'm actually going up to Madison, Wisconsin for the weekend to reunite with Tim, Extreme Sports, Andrew, Stocks, and Kevin, Art Supplies. We're gonna have a little mini season two reunion this weekend.
Angie, so you're gonna be in Madison. You're gonna be close to my house.
My Hawkeyes are taking on the Badgers.
3 hours from me. Come
say hi. But so let's take out. I had to get that out of the way. I don't know. It's something I don't like. I thought I would at least say that so y'all know I'm pretty fair. Duel one. Chip brands. Okay. Once again, you know, we had the famous chip duel in season one. If fans of the floor remember that one, the poor lady who was like, potato chips, ruffles potato chips, and then she didn't get it right. That was like a thing. If anybody remembers, go back and rewind. That was a good one. I believe snack foods was the category. But anywho, we had Dom. Dom's the first guy up. He gets randomized. This guy's a personality, and I'm pretty sure Fox was terribly disappointed that he lost because he looked like he was going to have a lot to say and contribute just in terms of floor chit chat. David, do you remember Dom at all? Was he that kind of a personality in those opening?
This is what's so funny about like being there to shoot the season versus watching the season is different people are being definitely sort of like either edited or just have their big moments that they get to do, the things that they say, and they have these personalities that I wasn't necessarily seeing in the room, because I do remember seeing him multiple times around the hotel, having small conversations next to him in line and things like that, but I never saw what I saw on TV that he did when I was watching the episode.
Isn't that funny? It's like he had a doppelganger. Yeah. There was like show Dom and then like non-show Dom. Interesting.
When I saw Dom, I got to be honest. I want to forgive me if this sounds horrible, David, but my son and I, Max, he's 12. We're watching this. I'm like, Dom looks like he's 55 years old. And I was like, that homie is younger than me. How is this possible? My son Max was like, Dad, how is he younger than you? I'm like, I don't understand this at all, Max. I can't understand it. Dom was 44. I'm 46.
I think some people are just prematurely gray. You know, I think Alex from season three.
But he carried himself old. David doesn't carry himself old.
You know, it just happens.
He carries himself like an old man. I would have thought he's definitely a grandpa. I mean, I would have.
Or maybe
David,
you're
am
just,
I wrong? Am I being maybe, rude, David?
Well,
tell me if
the
I
only
am.
Thing I would say is the outfit did not help him at all. The outfit definitely
thank you,
looked,
David.
Aged him up a few years. Sorry.
This is the first episode I have no gripes about. This is my favorite episode of The Floor in a long time. I have no gripes about this episode.
The category specifically, it's like they're getting really creative, which I love.
It was a good one. I think chips went well. It went to be expected. Dom, who honestly, he's old enough to have eaten a lot of chips and snacks. He seemed to really freeze on some basic ones. It was not hard work for Christina to win that. Dom ended up passing and stalling quite a bit. I think he took a while going through every iteration of chips for Sun Chips and still ended up passing. So
he didn't even know ruffles.
He didn't manage the clock very well. And I'm sure it was nerves. Yeah. I'm sure he was the first to go that day. That can take you to another place in your brain. And I think he may you know, he's kicking himself. Like, of course he knows what Ruffles are. Of course he's going to see Takis at, you know, at 7-Eleven and just smack his face every time he sees Takis. But it is the way it is. So Christina ends up winning, goes back to her wife, receives a consolatory hug on the set. Okay. And then we move on. And
can
I don't even love.
Can
I
ask you three?
I'm all about love, but no.
Can I ask you three something? Do y'all do what I do when we play? My son and I watch every week. We try to guess what's going to come up on the category. So we'll be like Ruffles, Lay's, Takis. We'll, before they even go, we're naming eight or nine. Do y'all do that, or am I the only one that does
that?
I don't.
I'm going to say yes. I don't.
But yes.
What? Tony, yeah, you should try.
I rehearse.
Actually,
like,
no, that's not true. If it's like something that I'm really interested in, then I'll be thinking of it. But
yeah,
if it's
see,
like
I
a
think
tips,
I'm
really.
Surprised, Tony. I'm surprised just because of the way you... You ran
yeah, I'm shocked. David, you do this, right?
I'm right in the middle. I'm Switzerland. I do both. Sometimes I'm like really focused in and I'm like, ooh, listening to the counter. Actually, the stupidest thing I do with my younger nephew is the little countdown sound that goes, deen, doon, deen. We like do it and my nephew will be like, you get the first one, I'll get the second one. And so we go, deen, doon, and then deen, and someone makes the last noise together. And it's like, we're more focused on that than we are like listing
that's
off the categories.
That's hilarious, David.
That's so
I like that.
It's super cute. That's really, really
it's
cute.
Pretty fun.
That's really cute. I have to say that for some of those categories, the way my brain works, I'm a little OCD. I have things in my memory. And so, you know, even something like game shows or game show hosts, I like have the top 20 in my head. And so kind of walking up to the podium, I'm like, Chuck Woolery, Steve Eubanks, and it, like going through them. Now, I still missed some that weren't in that catalog, but I was thinking them because I was anticipating so that I would be quick, because it really quickly became a game of speed. The longer I was on the floor, the more I saw that that was the advantage. Like, the faster you are, likely the better. So it was easier
Angie,
for me to just pre-think. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Did you study a lot on your time on the floor? So
yeah.
Did you ever, okay, so I'm wondering if you do this too. Did you ever, like, whenever you see a duel, be like, not necessarily be like, oh, I got this because of prior knowledge, but like be like, oh, I could study that and do
it.
Oh, really
100%.
Well. 100%. That's what I was feeling with a lot of some of the, like, Simpsons characters.
Yes.
You know, which we'll get into.
I was like, I know how
I mean,
that.
I know a few things, but I'm like, oh, this is really studiable. This is
very
really
studiable. You're right.
Like,
some are
I feel like I could nail this
night.
If I, you know, had the time to really just look over all the characters and everything.
Yes.
That's something that I do.
Yeah. And commodities. And that's our second duel. So that's a really good segue.
Yes.
Because commodities is, you know, it's a known it's a known quantity. If you just ask ChatGPT to rattle off the top 50 commodities, of course, you need images. And in this case, there were some images I found challenging. I wonder what you guys thought. But in general, I think it's a studyable category. Were there
honestly,
any images
I think
that caught you?
When it comes to, like, almost general knowledge categories where they show those, like, almost stock image pictures. I feel like I have a worse time with that because I feel like I call things different things than what they are. I don't know. I mean, that's what happened with me. That's how I lost. It was like a common sense sort of thing, but I'd rather like study an ultra specific category that I'm not familiar with and try to nail that than like toiletries or like snacks or because it's just
I think
like
we both lost on slides that were. Like, we had 10 different names, and it wasn't the name they wanted.
Exactly.
But
that's what it is. It's like, with, like, let's say Harry Potter characters, Dumbledore is always going to be Dumbledore.
Right.
But, like, with Q-tips, it's cotton swabs. It's, you know what I mean? It's just, like, there's so many. And it's, like, especially, you know, like, growing up in, like, a cultural household, it's, like, we call things different things. And it's, you know, it's just,
It was
my least. This was my least favorite duel, by the way, of all the
really?
Duels. My least favorite. Yeah.
There was nothing sexy or interesting or nail-biting about it, but there were some. I mean, there's nothing sexy about, like, you know, palm oil, which I thought was a difficult one.
Speak for yourself, Angie. Speak
palm
for yourself.
Oil. What is palm oil? David, what is palm oil? Tell me what that is.
God, it's just a type of oil, isn't it? Why am I being put on the spot?
Oh, as a Nigerian, I know palm oil.
What
I
is
know
palm oil?
We put palm oil in everything.
What is palm oil?
It's just like another cooking oil.
Yeah.
It's another
it's high
cooking
saturated.
Oil. And a lot of our dishes are just like soaked in palm oil. It's like.
Okay.
It's,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Or wait,
palm
I could
oil
be wrong.
Yeah. Which I actually didn't recognize because I've never seen palm, like the actual plant. Like I've seen palm oil, but I've never actually seen the plant. So I didn't know what it was either.
I thought they were olives in the image, and I kept
that
thinking
was like
olives.
The image.
I thought it was
for
like
tobacco.
Walnuts or something. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, what were you saying, David?
Oh, the image for tobacco? I did not know that was what tobacco looks like when you're drying the leaves. I was like, what is that? I didn't know.
Oh, somebody said cannabis.
It looked like tobacco. Yeah, I'm no, with I you, David. I was like, I don't know.
What that?
Nobody was thinking that it was the devil's weed, huh? I thought for sure somebody was going to guess that. But what was the other one? Uranium. I was like, Dash, bro, they put like the symbol. Like,
I was going to say radium or something. I didn't know.
Or plutonium, because I was thinking of like Doc Brown and Back to the Future, because like, is that like the sign on the flux capacitor?
I would be like, radioactive.
Yeah, I would have rattled something like that off. But poor Dash, you know, he went for it. He said, hey, it's the most general category he could think of. He grabbed it. Brad ends up winning, and Brad, almost without any apologies, hemming, hawing, or justification, maybe it was just the editing, but he goes, I'm going back to the floor. And Rob's like, okay, bye. It was like the quickest transition ever.
Of course he's going back to the floor. That's what most people do until we meet Aaron.
And she's coming soon. Duel three, we meet Bo Bice, who I'm going to tell you right now wins the prize for best hair. That man, whatever shampoo he's using, I want to know, because that was some luscious hair he's got. I remember Bo Bice from American Idol when he was on originally, back in the day. So I was a little fangirly about that, because I do remember rooting him on back then. He didn't get nearly the celebrity treatment of some of the other guests.
Right.
Which I was kind of bummed.
They treated him like he was nothing.
We also have on this season a season 3 MasterChef winner. And it's not like no one, I don't know if they're going to talk about it eventually, but it was like not promoted at all that she was there and that's what she was doing.
That's lame.
That's crazy. If you won another game show, you coming on another game show to win another game show. You greedy.
Am I wrong to think Rob should have planned ahead for this? And when Bo lost, he should have said, that's a no for me, dog. I mean, that should have been.
Oh, that
would have been like, that's the best, right? Because he's like, we're not going to have you. That's a no for
that's
me, dog.
That's a little pitchy, Bo. You were a little pitchy there.
Yeah, a little pitchy. That's a no for me, dog. I wanted to see that, Tony.
No, that's
why
funny.
Didn't I see that as a fan of the show?
I don't know. But Bo, I have to say, he was very gracious. He seemed to be a real, really cool dude. I would have probably enjoyed hanging with him. But they had mammals. Again, I think these are just slides that didn't get used in previous seasons. So I don't fault Fox for wanting to take the path of least resistance. Work smarter, not harder. Let's pull those slides together and call it mammals. So they did. And I didn't find any that were terribly difficult. I think somebody stumbled over a meerkat, I think, and then they stumbled over mongoose toward the end. I'm trying to think. I think most people got them right, though.
I think she was doing a really good job. Like,
yeah,
a lot of stuff where it took me. Yeah, it took me a little bit to get she got instantly, and I think Bo just couldn't keep up with that, unfortunately.
I think
she was really good,
right? But this is cool. It's introducing this X factor, which I think is going to be interesting. I'm wondering if car racing is going to be like our season's periodic table.
Any category that Brian had.
Or any category Brian had, right. Or European history with David, right, from season 3.
Oh, my God.
Like, the one that people are like, ain't going to do it, don't want it. And now they've got a chance to give it up. So we're finally seeing this category that people are, like, playing hot potato with because nobody wants to deal with it. And that was basically what Kiara said, right? She went into viral moments, even though her category was mammals. She felt that as an influencer, she'd have an edge. And so she took on Sam, I think, in viral moments. What'd you think of that category?
I actually was excited to get to this. So when the duel first started, at first I was like, are they just putting text on celebrities and calling it a meme? But that's then right. I was looking more and more. I'm like, wait, these are actual memes. They were memes. I do remember that. I remember the Bernie Sanders. Yeah. I remember the Ariana Grande with the donut. I was like, okay, these are actual memes. Not anything crazy, too niche or anything like that. But like...
Right.
Everybody, like most people in America, would know somewhat, which I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, it was different.
My son thought it was going to be more like 6-7 and all that stuff.
I didn't think it was going to be guess a celebrity.
Yeah, it was like a text over a celebrity. I think if you weren't familiar with the meme, you still could have been competitive.
Yeah.
So I think
they were getting correct answers just by like naming the celebrity that was on the meme. Because
that's
like,
all they
what
did.
Is
exactly.
Yeah, so what is the name like, for the meme? You know, the viral moment. Like, what do you call
it?
There
it
is no
be like Charlie bit my finger.
Right.
Like, Charlie the unicorn or some, like, salad fingers or something.
But, David, that goes back to my beef with the floor. It's not fair if I'm dueling Tony and my answer is Bernie Sanders and her answer is Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. I feel like that's taking 2 seconds to one.
Yeah, there were some times where somebody only sent one person in the picture and they took it.
Which, again, is weird, right, Tony?
This is what I think happened. I think they would have been fine, I think, regardless if they said one person. But a lot of people were just like, okay, let me say it all in one fell swoop.
Cover your butt, right?
And then they dinged it, and they just went on with it.
Yeah, you've got to cover your butt, because if you said one and not the other, then you're
exactly frazzled. That's why with my fantasy duel, what did I say? Like, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone? I didn't have time to be like, Harry Potter, right. You know what I mean? I got to say the whole thing.
You got to be like, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Also, it was Everything Everywhere All at Once. I was like, I got to say this correctly the first time. I'm not, that's the whole duel.
I ain't going to do it again, right?
Could I just say Grande?
I think in you that could, instance,
but who just said James instead of LeBron James and that kind of...
I think there might be more Jameses than there are Grandes, but I think it goes to each duel.
That did happen to the Utah guys with the sports figures or Hall of Famers, is that Justin was usually saying the full name and his competitor was only saying the last name and they were both getting it right. And I was like, whoa, like Justin's saying the full name, like he should be like, why don't they both have to say the full name?
Yeah.
Thank you, David. Yeah. I agree with you on that.
I think it's one not of those fair things where it's an extra like, second. It's one of those things where it's just like, you can just say the last name. Like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I keep on talking about my duels, but that's the only thing I can think of off the top of my head. But the TV mom duels, when I was on the floor, sorry. But the TV mom duels, I studied the full name. And then when they did the briefing to us, they said, you can say whatever you want. And I was noticing, like, you can say the first, last, Mrs. this. And I was noticing, like, I was saying the full name and he was saying just last name. And I think me trying to think of just one name, even though I've been studying the full names for characters I've never seen before in my life, was more difficult than, like, you know what I mean? Than saying the full name. So it's one of those things where, like, did you study the full name? And is it, but it's also speed. A millisecond can make or break you.
Yep.
But I think that's one of those things where it's just like, I think they were probably told you can say the last name and you'll be fine. But sometimes when you're studying or when you get used to something, you want to say the full name just to be sure.
Because that's what you're used to. I also just think...
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch your podcasts.
Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself, because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Listeners should know that, you know, because of editing, they don't televise the briefings that contestants get, and basically before each duel there's a small set of rules that are laid out, and in most cases the last name is sufficient unless there happens to be more than one person with that last name in the category that would qualify. For example, hockey in my season, they said Howe. Turns out there were several Howes who played hockey. But if you commit to a first and last name and you get the last name right but you botch the first name, you do not get credit. you've considered a wrong answer. And that's what also happened during the Utah duel this season. So I just think people need to be aware of that and just know that the rules switch up a little bit and it's not bad judging. It's just the way it played out. And it's
there was another technicality. Person, somebody said, somebody got the last name right and the first name was like off by one letter. I forgot.
Yeah, that was in the Utah one with Hall of Famer. It was Mia Hamm, but he said like Nia Hamm or Maya Hamm or Leah. I think he said Leah.
Yeah, Leah, which if he just said Hamm,
he would have been fine.
Yeah, it would have been,
So, okay, we got car racing introduced. It's like this big, like, looming thing. It's going to be like, a car wreck, eventually when somebody gets it. I can't wait to see it played out. But eventually we get Sam, who actually edges Kiara, the influencer, out, wins viral memes, stays because, again, he too is afraid of the stock car racing category, and decides to go after Erin, our Iowa Hawkeye friend, and tackle her in Simpsons characters. You know, I mean, somebody on the floor even said she had like the Simpsons color on and everything. Yeah. So that was a great duel. And I think it was a nice redemption duel from the way they botched Simpsons in season one.
Yes.
I shouldn't say they botched it, but
I love the fact that they played the Simpsons music.
Yeah.
I like that. I was like, they're getting their money's worth. Cause I know this wasn't an easy feat.
They paid
to be able to do the license for all of those characters.
They licensing, they were going to use it.
Yeah, right.
They played that whole thing. Erin had like never seen that happen
before for any other duel.
Well, Fox owns the Simpsons, right? And the Simpsons have been on since I was in sixth grade, and I'm 46 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I know nothing about the Simpsons outside of Bart, Marge, Homer, Maggie, and Lisa.
Yeah.
So like I was out on this, but it was a fun duel to watch.
Yeah.
Because I was rooting for Erin. I wanted her to win. Since David's out, I wanted her to win.
And I usually don't like it when like opponents like react to their competitor like saying things or whatever and be like, "Oh, good job," or da da da. I usually don't like that. But the way Erin was like encouraging him, like whenever he would like almost get something right, like you got it. Like the what was the comic book guy or whatever. Like I just like the way that she was just like, "Oh, yep, that's it." Yep. Like she knew her stuff.
No, I think it's great to see fans going at it for fun. Like, I think I remember enjoying, I think when the nerves go and you're in a moment and you're just kind of enjoying it for what it is. And you're like, I know this stuff. Like, I really know this stuff and this is fun. And I think when you reach that moment, it shows. And I think they were both having a heck of a lot of fun.
I feel like that is so true, Angie. I feel like not a lot of people talk about like, I mean, obviously the nerves are there, but dueling is so fun. I love dueling.
It really is a good time. And when you settle into it.
When you get into it, especially when it's a topic that you know or you feel confident and you're like, oh, okay, this is really fun.
Yeah. And it was great. There was like Santa's Little Helper. Such a mom.
Yes, you know, yes, like, yes.
Itchy, scratchy, itchy.
Which and is why like, I really admired Erin because like you could tell she was like having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And just wanted to keep on dueling. My only issue though is sometimes people just duel just to duel. And without any sort of like rhyme or reason. And it's just like, if you can pull it off, that's great. But if you're just doing that with no strategy, you just want to be aggressive just to be aggressive, then it's like,
you're going to burn out.
You're going to lose. Eventually you're going to lose. And I knew that she was going to lose because the duel before she lost, it was really, really close.
Banned books.
But it's like that. You gotta slow down.
Yeah.
You already established yourself as an aggressive player. No doubt.
But
she had a reputation to uphold at this point. She couldn't go back to the floor after being like, we got to play. Right?
But still, though, it's like you want to, I mean, this is only episode 3. You want to stay until the end. Like, you got to, if she was able to pull it off, that'd be great. But I remember when she went up again, I was like, wait, girl, don't do it. Because I feel like I'm going to lose after this.
And
Tony, can I ask you something? I asked David this over the phone. What did you think of last week? Did Tony freeze up?
Yeah, she's frozen. She'll be back.
She did, yep.
She just got a megawatt smile.
She's smiling. Tony, I'm going to ask it. Maybe she can hear. Tony, what did you think about the girl going back to the floor when she had a chance to be the first person ever to have the opportunity to steal a category? Maybe she didn't hear it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
David, you answer that question.
Oh, man.
Oops, sorry. Go ahead, David. What did you think?
No, you're good. I was thinking that was Tony coming back in, but it looks like she's still frozen. No, Tony.
Yeah, she'll come back.
You know, the only thing that I can think about that is that I hear you, Brad, when you're saying, like, why make that decision? Why? And it seems so frustrating. I think she just didn't know the next category. And it was the first day, and she hadn't studied it at all, or she was feeling really, really nervous. I think she just didn't feel confident enough and went back to the floor. And I think that whole first, especially in this season, it seems more than last season, previous seasons, the first few episodes, people play it so safe because I think people have been watching the floor for like three seasons now. And then when we're on the fourth season, they see it being really strategic and really easy to just lay low and be cowardly for a while, which I didn't have that choice, right? Because I got randomized right away. But I was so stoked about my randomization, though. But I think it was her just, one, trying to play it super safe, and two, just not feeling confident in the next category that she had or options that she had.
I think some people, too, just don't, they don't have a strategy. They haven't, whether they haven't, I don't know everybody's motivation for being on the show. I'm a very competitive person. I like winning things. I'm also, I think, a good loser. I'm a gracious loser. And I recognize bigger picture stuff like, you know, making friends and lasting memories. And those are important to me, too. But I like to win. And I think for some people that plays into, I need a strategy. What am I going to do? I need a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C. And sometimes on the floor, they go through A, B, and C like that. And you don't have a D or an E. Or an F, and you're like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And then there's just the pressure of, you don't get time to decide. They don't say, all right, we're going to give you about 15 minutes. Go have a seat. Think about your next move. Come back and tell us what you want to do. It's immediate. What are you going to do? And you're like, oh my gosh. And for some people, I think, honestly, they go back to the floor, partly because they know it's the smart move. I think a lot of it has to do with, I need more time. I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm safe down there. I have time to plot. But, it's not exciting television, but it's self-preservation, I think.
Yeah. Tony, I asked David this question before you got disconnected. What did you think of last week? Oh, she's going again.
She's going again.
Well, that's like, you know what? Impeccable.
I'll be curious.
It was impeccable, David. I was like, oh, Tony's here. She's into this. And then she's gone.
I am curious what Tony will say about Marcia. She'll be back. I believe in her. She'll be back. I think
she's
David,
like, I'm joining the show permanently, but not.
Yeah, but not tonight. She's going to keep us watching more. Yeah.
I've got things to do, and it's not be on this show.
I think, David, you would have gone back to the floor if you'd gotten three in a row, right? I think your plan was to get, you had that strategy in mind. After that, you weren't sure probably what your next move was, but you're like, hey, let me at least get three. And I'm a little surprised Marcia didn't at least have that in her brain. Let me get three. But then I think she probably needed time to consider and probably had no idea that it was going to come right back in her face. Who knew what the randomizer would do, right? That's not
on. So let me ask you this question for both of you. If I stay on the floor and I get three, I get the time boost or the steal, right? Yes. If I stay and get three more, do I get another time boost? Yes. Could I have minus 10 seconds to play?
No, you can't double. I don't know if the rules changed, David, on your season. Right. On our season, you could not stack them. You had to use them. You have to use a time boost before you get another time boost. And you can't pocket them either. So you couldn't say, I've got a time boost, I'm going to keep going and like rack up more victories and get another time boost. You had to use it before you could accrue something else. That was
because that would be cool, David. If I got three time boosts, I've got 15 seconds.
Yeah, right. You could just like wait. Yeah.
I don't know, man. That sounds pretty boss.
I'm hoping that Tony can join us back, but I want to move on. We've got like three more duels, and we're going to get to, you know, Ashley's big moment, which is about to happen because Erin, she's like, great, I'm on a roll. Let's go. I'm going to be aggressive. She picks the librarian. In banned books, I'm going to flex a little. I'm a lit professor, been a lit professor for 30 years. I was like, that category. I love this category. It is awesome. And it didn't disappoint. But it was a nail biter, right? Came down. They were tied both at 8 seconds toward the end. And it was just a matter of who stumbled more and who was faster than the other. I have to say, Christy from West Virginia, love her spirit. She's great. She's on social media. She posted some lovely, gracious things today. But I gotta say, I can't believe she missed Their Eyes Were Watching God. I'm sorry, that is just like a classic librarian book. And I think she's kicking herself on that. But ultimately, you know, I thought it was a good duel. They were head to head, neck and neck.
I really love that duel. It like really put into perspective, like, I didn't realize all those books were banned. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, or attempted to be banned. Yeah. Like the dictionary.
I think I was honestly, like, dang, these are all, to ban like, it. All the books I had to
because read. Because it has... Yeah, it's got some swear words in it.
Yeah,
like the history of banned books is fascinating. I'm like,
how are they banned? Like,
wait, all those books are really banned? No, Huckleberry Finn is banned?
They attempted to be banned or were banned. And banned is important to understand. We're talking contextually. You can ban things in local libraries like that. But some of these people tried to ban and then they weren't banned or they weren't approved, whatever, but every single one of them. And some are obvious, right? Like Lady Chatterley's Lover, for example, if you read that, hello, that is an M for mature rating kind of book, right? We don't put that in the kids' school books. But you know, things like, you know, Waldo and the Farting Dog,
Waldo.
It promotes public flatulence. That is exactly the reason that people wanted to ban that in a public library.
I don't understand that because when I saw that, I was like, this is crazy. They're banning a farting book. We all fart. What's the problem with that? Like I was honestly, like, Angie's going to be like, Brad, this is right up your alley. Because all you talk about is taking dumps and farting. Right? So, hey, this is the greatest thing ever.
I gave you a copy of Everybody Poops for Christmas. It was one of my favorite books to read to my kid. No, they did. I mean, honestly, these people have, you know, they're tight asses. I'm going to say it. I'm sorry. They don't like farting. And I don't think that's, you know, that's ironic. Anyway, a bunch of those. Thanks, David. That was delayed,
it took a second, and I was like, oh, pun. I love a pun.
You're even more my favorite.
Great. David's great.
I'll have a banned books podcast. Somebody can look for it later, because I have stories upon stories of all these books and the reasons for it.
Banned Books Redux with Angie.
Yeah, Banned Books Redux. But I loved it. I knew a lot of those. But, you know, we have other book categories. Our season had young adult fiction and New York Times bestsellers. You know, studying those lists of books is pretty easy to do, but also easy to miss. What'd you say, Tony? I'm sorry.
I said I feel like there were some repeats, too.
Yeah, there were. The Hate U Give.
Yeah.
That was on our season as well as this one. And then, of course, Incredibly Loud Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close was... in a different category in a different season. But anyway, I thought it was good. I thought they both did great. And of course, you know, Aaron eked it out. It was great to watch. It was fun. Everybody was like, oh, it came down to the wire. She's like, I'm on a roll. Let's go. We're going for the trifecta. Let's hit up theme parks. And now we get little pocket-sized Ashley, who looks like she's not going to hurt anybody. She's not aggressive. And man, she just boom, 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 all the way to the end. So... theme parks.
Yeah. So now, David, I know you said that you didn't really get to know a lot of people since, you know, but did you get to talk to Ashley, get to know Ashley in any sort of way?
I know I feel so bad, like, with every answer or every person you guys have said, because totally I was eliminated last episode. I'm like, oh, Ashley, face. No. She kicked me in the face. No.
That's okay, man. I just, she seemed really sweet.
She's my fave.
I like her because she's not arrogant. She's capable, but not a blowhard, right? Yeah. She's not throwing people under the bus. She's not criticizing people. She's just playing, and she's so far playing well. So she also hates racing, right? She won that duel, but she gulped at racing. She's like, no, thank you. Theme parks was fine. Pretty straightforward, right? I mean, that also came down to the wire.
Wait, now I want to say about theme parks. I was naming, like, before it started, I said Disney World, Disneyland, Universal.
Me too.
My son and I were like, whoa, 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 this is churros and log flumes. Like, it was not what I thought, but it was great. It was a great one.
No, I think that if I saw that roller coaster, I'd be thinking, I'd be looking at the background and being like, what specific ride is that? Like, I'd be too thinking.
You see the point, right? You're like naming off all the all the amusement parks. Yeah.
Angie, you know how we feel about blowhards on this show. We're not a big fan of blowhards.
No, we don't. They're not our fans. And you know, and that's okay. There's different shows for those people.
Yes.
Okay. So there were a couple of, you know, maybe there were some misses. by that height requirement sign, that people stumbled over that a bit. But I think,
yeah,
you know, I thought that was pretty obvious. I thought souvenir cup was hard.
That was difficult.
I was with Aaron at the end.
I She's really like, wanted her to crazy. Take it though. Like after that happened and everyone was like cheering, I was like, oh, please win. And then,
And then we get like, you know,
that was
this new person.
That was a good duel. That was a really good duel.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I thought it was great too. I enjoyed that. That's why I think this was a really good episode.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot going on. And finally, we're hitting the final stretch. We got two duels left. We're wondering, okay, what's Ashley going to do? I wonder if Ashley had not inherited car racing, but had inherited something like influencers or TV stars, if she would have gone back to the floor with that. I think because she had car racing, she's like, there's no way on God's green earth I'm going to get stuck with this. I got to get rid of it. The only way to get rid of it is to go for broke. And let's see if I can get the steal the category. So I think that was her mission. She went in, stayed up there. Duel 8 comes along. And, oh, I love this. She's like, Ty, I don't think he knows much about Brat Pack as you've been flexing, bro. Let's see. And boy, if she wasn't right, I got to say, Ty had the generational advantage. He had the time advantage. That was his original category. Even if maybe producers changed their minds and gave him something new, he still had more time with that category than anybody else. And he stumbled.
That's not okay. Even my generation. I think I even did better than him.
Yeah, okay, I know the Brat Pack. Do you think instead of a butt fart, he had brain farts? Hey. Because I feel like he knows more about Brat Pack than he did today. Because I'm like, how do you not know Andrew McCarthy?
Pretty
I
big.
Know Andrew McCarthy.
How do you not know Pretty
Yeah,
big?
Like,
how do you not know that?
How do you not know 16 Candles?
16 Candles? That was crazy. I love 16 Candles. How does he not know 16 Candles?
I don't know.
I'm like, I think he had a brain fart. I do. I think he knows more. I'm going to give him credit. I've been really nice tonight, Tony. I feel like I've been nice. I feel like he just had a brain fart. I don't feel like that's really his expertise. I think he knows it more than he came off.
He had to have frozen. I can't believe he didn't study. But, you know, the guy won 20K. I can't think he feels bad. I don't think people feel bad. It just felt like, come on, dude. Like, I wanted it to be more of a fight, especially coming off of banned books and theme parks. It felt like a kind of dud. Rob, of course, you know, he got his,
Saint
his
Elmo's
moment.
Fire.
You know, he was up there for St. Elmo's Fire. He was
I was
going
to be mad if she lost after using half her time to say the very handsome and talented handsome Rob Lowe or whatever. I was like,
I thought that too, girl. I thought that too. I said,
like, you better win. Don't let it be a close margin either.
Yeah, what if she'd lost by like a half a second? And she added, you know, the adjective to his name.
It's funny. My wife says that every night. The very handsome Brad Lowe. It's different. But hey.
Number of syllables, though. So, you know, you're doing
same
good.
Number of syllables.
There you go. All right, and then we get the end. It's ready. It's do or die. She's like, I still have this freaking car racing albatross around my neck. I've got to get rid of it. I've got to win the advantage. I'm going for it. And poor Kyle, the look on that dude's face. I swear, I know that look, by the way, because I was randomized the last duel of episode 1 of my season. And I remember before the very last duel, and it was probably like this for Tony and David too, y'all kind of look around at each other and you're like, we're going on episode 2. We're going, all I have to do is just one more randomizer. As long as we don't get randomized, we're going on to the next week.
Yeah,
this
will
be great. And you're like, we're not going home today. And you feel this. And then I was randomized. And I remember my stomach just hit the ground. I got the sweats. It was like a whole thing. And I could see Kyle just like,
close.
Like, I thought I was going for the next episode. This is crap. And then, you know, she picks him. Why wouldn't she? Emmy TV shows. You know, all you had to do is search for like the top Emmy award winning shows.
Surprised. I thought like, I didn't think she was going to do as well, not because of like my previous or conceived notions about her or anything, but just because like, it was kind of like, I don't know. It was the last sort of, you know what I mean? It was the last duel. She might not have had that in her radar. I didn't expect her to, because it seemed like she knew her stuff. You know what I mean? And I thought it was at least going to be closer on his end. Like, I thought he would know a lot more because it's his category. But I was really surprised. I did not expect that. I thought she wasn't going to be as prepared as she was.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of which shows were missed at all. I don't know. I don't know. Does anybody recall? I know. Let me think for a minute. I think there was some pausing. I think Kyle paused, and I think it was a speed round more than anything, because I think they both knew most of the slides, but I think he was slower in getting them out,
yeah.
Which makes sense because, you know, Ashley had been up there for two duels. She was in the zone. She was ready. Yeah. She was on that
pace. And like, I think he made a couple of wrong guesses here and there, but I think, like, Ashley ultimately, very quick, very – she's my fave right now since Aaron's gone. Yeah.
I like her.
Yeah. I like her a lot, yes, which Tony. I can't find her either.
I like her. Oh, we I can't think I got her. On
oh my gosh.
I think I got her on Instagram.
Thank you, Detective Angie.
Can we get her on the show, Angie? Can we get her on the show?
I'd love to. I'm going to reach out to her. We'll make it happen.
Yeah. She was
especially
great.
Especially after this week. She'll have a lot to say, a lot to talk about strategy. You know, she got the choice. I think it's pretty clear she's going for the category still. And I guess we're going to
say said that, right? She said that.
She said it.
Three duels in a row, category steal, $20,000. Yep. Like, she, ooh. Yeah.
Like, let's do it, right? And so now
let me ask you guys, if you're her, you're stealing a category way away from where you are, right?
Like, I don't think so. I don't know, man. I'm telling you, Brad, this was going to be my question to folks, is do you have a prediction on what she'll steal? This is really, really tricky because I love this new mechanic to the game because it there's different ways to go at it. Yeah. On one hand, Brad, you might want to pick something that's far away from the action, but you're only safe until the randomizer comes again and you could be, boom, right on it. I would pick a category near to me where I am on the floor that I want somebody to challenge me on because I know that I'm like going to kick butt.
But that if,
and I'm going back to the floor with it.
But then you inherit that.
Exactly. If somebody, let's say she switches with, who's next to her?
I'll tell you in a second. I got a map. Go ahead.
Okay. So let's say she switches with somebody who's next to her and she inherits that category. She wins a couple duels in that category. But because that person's next to her, they can just challenge her. And if she wins that, then she has car racing again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why I'm saying, Tony, you're with me, right?
Yeah. So
you
like,
go way away from you.
I don't want anything to do. I'm assuming she chose a category steal because she doesn't want anything to do with car racing. So I would do that the very, very back corner. I don't want anything to do with it. I'm going to do it a single square, so barely anything's touching it.
And I see what you're saying. Yeah. I guess, I'm thinking maybe further. I'm thinking maybe with the less people on the floor, it would be interesting to pick somebody near you and like command that and then like attack it. I don't know, but you're right. Like, I think she'll probably go. She might switch. Well, Molly's got paleontology. Molly's up in the right hand corner. Does she want paleontology?
Do you have a photo of every category, Angie? I'm shocked.
I have maps and maps and more maps. I am
Angie,
Don't let the mom act fool you. I am a machine. So, or she's going to go for Sadia. I think she says it's Sadia or Sadia. That's Canadian icons. I don't know how much Ashley.
Oh my gosh. That's top right corner. I saw that.
That's bottom right corner.
One thing about me, I love Degrassi. And if every single Canadian icon on there is going to be Degrassi people.
Ryan Gosling.
Justin Bieber. Ryan Gatano.
I'm sending race cars back to the far left corner.
Literally, I don't even. And I mean, are any of y'all into race cars?
No.
Oh, here's the thing. It's gonna be a boring duel. Like, it's gonna be boring. Even if they all get it right, I feel like it's just gonna be boring. Like, unless something crazy happens.
Stock, okay, so his original category, stock car racing, right? Which isn't exactly the same as NASCAR, but I have a feeling they're not gonna play favorites. They're gonna have people like Danica Patrick and Jeff Gordon and some of those people. But then
Richard Petty,
like a pit crew. They're going to do things like, you know, a lap, Indianapolis. I don't know. How much can you do with cars? I don't know. But I'll tell you this. Her four corner choices are Shelby, movie musicals, lower left corner. She could go back.
I would take that.
To Brad, who had commodities and has now inherited hip hop. So does Ashley go for hip hop bands? Does she go for paleontology? Does she go for Canadian icons or movie musicals? Because if we're thinking
movie musicals.
The corner makes the most sense right now.
I would go for like a category that I feel like people would be intimidated by, even if it's a category that I'm not super familiar with. Nothing where it's just like, okay, this is impossible for me to bluff. But like something where it's just like, because if I choose something like something everybody knows, they're going to be like, oh, I'm going to challenge this person for sure.
Exactly.
But it needs to be a little bit intimidating enough that, you know, like people want to back off.
Exactly.
The best. So, Tony, you're saying go in with the Keelan effect. Go in with paleontology. Even if you don't know it, people are scared to challenge it.
Well,
but people aren't scared. People aren't scared to challenge.
Keelan knew periodic tables. I think it's more
he
of
He did.
Like a, yeah, I think, honestly, I think that's a, if she picks a category that either she can study really well or she just knows it's like niche and people don't want to touch it, let's say it's like biology. People don't want to go for biology, but if she's good at biology and she can study it and people can be scared of her, they're not going to go for that piece. People don't like to play.
The best thing she could have done, though, in all honesty, and I know hindsight's always 20/20, but my this for future floor players, this is how I'll play it if I ever play again or any of us play again. You don't have a weak category. You don't ever say you don't know anything about anything. Unless you're trying to confuse somebody into making them think you're weak when you're actually super strong and you're trying to lure them in. So the fact that everybody's like, I don't like car racing, I'm a terrible driver, that's not the best way to go. From the jump, she should have said, you know what? My dad's a NASCAR freak. He took me to Indy 500. I know stock car racing. I used to go-kart when I was a kid with my older brothers. I live, eat, and breathe stock car racing. Then she keeps that category because clearly it's intimidating and she takes the time boost with her.
But then
which
I
makes
would
it
call
even
her
more
bluff if she's trying to steal that category.
Like, who's going to be brave enough to call her bluff on car racing?
Angie, the time boost is the stupidest thing on this show.
She'd be so smart.
The time boost is stupid, Angie. I'm stealing the category. I'm taking Tony's category. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Whatever it is, I want to take it. The time boost is not good enough. You take a breath. I told David this last week on the phone. You take a breath, the time boost is over.
So and that is fair. I don't know. I don't know if y'all know this or David, if you could answer this or not. I'm not sure. Can you only steal categories from like single squares, or can it be any category?
It could have been any category. It didn't have to be a single square.
Okay, so I would say that the category steal would be more interesting when there's more whales. Because
when there's more spots.
Or you think who do you?
So you can steal one category that. Where you own like eight different properties?
Yeah,
I've heard that. Yeah, you can pick the biggest. You can become the whale, but then you got a target on your back. And I don't know if she wants.
Well, you
that.
Wouldn't be. Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, you
I would
yourself
say
wouldn't
this,
become
though,
the whale if you weren't a whale already.
I'm
you
doing the Keelan thing, like Tony said. I'm taking the category people are scared of.
Yeah,
and I'm studying the crap out of it.
And
then,
because
if I take movie musicals,
I'm like, oh yeah, this is easy. Like, oh, this is so funny that this category is.
What if you took?
I love dinosaurs. I love dinosaurs. I know everything, and but I know that I don't know the difference between a T-Rex and a rhino. You know what I mean? It's just like I don't know anything about it. But like paleontology, that sounds so scary, and I'm gonna take that.
But why?
But movie musicals does not sound scary, Tony. It doesn't.
Wouldn't
you
because
look at
a lot of people like
and
musicals.
Wouldn't you find the most, like to me, I would look at the floor and I would say, who is my biggest competition?
But it's episode
who
three.
Who am I the most afraid of? I would give them car racing. Like last
season. I would
say
it's episode three. So it's like, I wouldn't be like, I think if you're a whale, you're already at a disadvantage because people are going to try to target you. So if you're giving another whale or somebody that you're intimidated by because they done a lot of duels, you give them an intimidating category, I mean, that's not going to do anything. They're already a target. So I would just focus on putting a hard category on me to get everybody away from me. That's what I would do. I wouldn't be worrying about other people.
Yeah, you got to pick one of the categories that is the most, like, esoteric. I agree with that.
Well, and I can't wait to find out next week. That's
we're
for sure. I'm excited.
All right, yeah. What's our prediction? What's our prediction? Is she going for paleontology, which is both a corner zone and an intimidating category? Or will she do Canadian icons in the other corner? Will she do hip-hop bands, which I think she could front knowing that pretty well?
Hip-hop.
Or will she do movie musicals? What do you think?
I think she's not got enough time to decide. I think that she's got to decide on the moment. It's going to be what is most comfortable.
Well,
right, Tony and David?
I don't think
what do you
think? Because this was the end of the episode. And yeah, they're taking pass until Did y'all do?
Yeah.
Two episodes.
It depends on. So we did two episodes on the first day. So at this point, this she's the top on of day the next two. Day,
so it's top of the next day. So
they're probably filming more episodes. Yeah.
She has lunch.
She has all of lunch. She has lunch to think about what she wants to do. Yep. That's enough time.
Okay, that's the game
changer. Strategically.
I'm just looking at biology. Hold on. I know we're on time. We're out of time here, but I got to find out where. How close is biology to where she is?
Biology was right next to me.
I'm just amazed that she has a map. I'm amazed at that.
Really? Are you shocked?
I'm shocked.
I don't know. We're going to find out. But I think it's an awesome new mechanic. I'm excited. I wish it had been there for our season.
Me too.
I think it's neat. I think it would change a lot. And I guess we're going to find out what she does next week. And everybody come back and join us. See if you predicted correctly where Ashley's going to go, who she's going to swap with, and how that person's going to feel about inheriting car racing through no fault of their own. I think we're going to see some drama erupt.
Can I just say, I want to throw this out there. David, I love you on the show. You're great. And I love having Tony a part of our show full time now.
Thank you.
Tony's great. She's not only a floor contestant, but she's a fan of what we do here at the Hopecast Network. So I am so honored to be able to be on the show with you, Tony. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm very excited as a fan to be on a show that I'm a fan of. That's
not just a two person.
I was already kind of the floor, so.
Out of two. I like that. I like that.
Perfect.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for joining us again. We'll see you next week. And, you know, light it up. Everybody have a great week.
Let's do it.
I'm going to stop here. There we go. I stopped.